This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, I referred to John 10, 1-28, which describes Jehovah Ra in the New Testament. He is referred to as the Good Shepherd. Jesus declares, "I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd." Earlier in his gospel, John said, "He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born of natural descent, not of human decision of a husband's will, but born of God. Only a few of his own people, the Jews, recognized his voice and responded to him by faith. Most didn't recognize him as the promised Messiah. By and large, they still don't see him as the promised Messiah. But many other sheep have responded down through the centuries and received the right to be called children of God. His own people thought it was by natural birth that they are accepted and blessed by God as his children. John declares, only those who receive him, who believe in his name, become children of God." If you want to know Jesus, the Good Shepherd, in this personal way, you need to receive him by believing in his name. You do this by repenting, in prayer, asking Jesus to forgive you of your sins and transforming you by coming into your life as Savior and Lord. If you do this or have questions, email me, ludgolds@aol.com, or through the contact link of my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.